Earth is called the blue planet. But here is the twist. Earth is actually water poor. Water makes up less than 1% of Earth's total mass. That number should stop you cold. NASA's Ocean Worlds Research Program frames this directly. Liquid water is one of the principal environments considered in the search for life beyond Earth. And the solar system alone contains multiple candidates that may hold far more water than our own planet. The question is no longer whether ocean worlds exist. It is how many there are and what lives inside them. Now, the key idea here is the difference between a planet with oceans and a true ocean world. Earth has surface water, yes, but a genuine ocean planet is something categorically different. Think of it this way. Earth's oceans are a thin film on a rocky ball. An ocean world, by contrast, is a planet, dwarf planet, or moon, where liquid water, whether on the surface or buried beneath an icy crust, is a dominant defining feature. Some super-Earth exoplanets beyond our solar system may have water comprising as much as 30% of their total mass. That is not a surface feature. That is a fundamental component of the planet's architecture. To I-1452b, a super-Earth, roughly 100 light-years away, has measured properties consistent with exactly this kind of deep, massive ocean, though further observations are still required to confirm it. That means planetary mass plays a decisive role in what a world becomes. Add enough water to a rocky body, and you do not get a bigger Earth. You get something alien. At extreme depths, pressure transforms water into exotic high-pressure ices that do not exist naturally on Earth's surface. A global ocean, hundreds of kilometers deep, would have layers of these strange phases stacked beneath it, potentially cutting off any interaction between the water above and the rocky seafloor below. Antony, that distinction matters enormously for habitability. Europa, one of Jupiter's moons, is considered especially promising precisely because its salty subsurface ocean may interact with a rocky seafloor, and Jupiter's tidal forces supply the heat that keeps that ocean liquid, even far from the sun. A subsurface ocean can stay liquid without sunlight. Internal heating alone can do the job. That single fact rewrites the boundaries of where life could exist. Enceladus, Saturn's small moon, makes this even more vivid. It has a global liquid water ocean beneath its icy shell. And here is the remarkable part. Material from that ocean escapes through jets near the moon's south pole. The fractures releasing those jets are called tiger stripes. Spacecraft have already sampled ocean-derived material without drilling through a single meter of ice. Ganymede, Jupiter's largest moon, carries its own intrinsic magnetic field, a rare distinction, and models suggest it may contain multiple alternating layers of ice and water between its crust and rocky core. Titan, Antony, adds another layer of strangeness. It likely has a salty subsurface ocean beginning roughly 50 kilometers below its icy surface, while its surface hosts lakes and seas of liquid hydrocarbons, not water, but methane and ethane. Callisto rounds out the confirmed list, though its ocean sits beneath a thick ice shell that limits exchange with the surface, complicating any assessment of habitability. NASA's Ocean Worlds Exploration Strategy exists precisely to navigate these distinctions, to identify these worlds, characterize their oceans, and evaluate whether life could take hold. The takeaway, Antony, is this. Ocean planets represent a class of worlds where water is not a detail, but a defining structural reality, accounting for potentially up to 50% of a planet's total mass in the most extreme cases. That shifts everything. It shifts how we define habitable zones, because internal heating can sustain liquid water far beyond the traditional distance from a star. It shifts how we define planetary composition, because super-Earth is a size category, not a guarantee of rocky terrain. And it shifts how we think about life itself, because if Europa's ocean can stay warm through tidal friction, and Enceladus can vent its ocean directly into space for us to sample, then the universe's oceans are not hidden, they are waiting. The water worlds are out there. And we are only beginning to read them.